You're listening to Juno Afternoon, about 10 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm here with Lindsay Baranovic from the Juno School District, and you are representing the Juno Community Charter School today, yeah?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. My first question for you is, could you please describe a day in the life of a kindergartner, first grader at the Community Charter School?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the K-1 teacher in our school, and so I can definitely speak to that. We start every day with centers, like a free choice type of activity, so the kids can exercise their choice in the morning as far as what they want to do. And the centers are always linked in some way to something that we're studying, or always linked to some sort of social and emotional learning goals that the kids are trying to meet. As an example, one of the things that we'll always have out is Play-Doh. And the Play-Doh will be either colored or scented or supplied with materials that are related to something we're studying. So right now, a big topic is pumpkins and bats and all things fall and Halloween. And so in the Play-Doh area, we made Play-Doh in our classroom. And it's orange and it's pumpkin pie spice scented. And then it's stocked with all of the materials that might allow you to make a haunted house or make a pumpkin patch or those different things. And so the kids rotate through the centers however they please.
One center that's like the most popular that everybody goes to?
You know, Blocks is always a hit.
Blocks?
Blocks. And so
that's a surprise.
Blocks allows for both constructive play and like sociodramatic play. So today, just as an example, I had one set of kids who were trying to build a tower with as few pieces as possible to make it as tall as possible. And then next to them was a set of kids who were using cylindrical blocks like people and having them talk to each other. And they had built a little house and the little block people were going into the house.
That's so interesting.
It's always fun.
Do the kindergartners and the first graders play in the same group? Are they in the same group together?
Yeah. So all of our classes are multi-age. Okay. And the kids, honestly, a lot of the time don't identify with one grade or the other necessarily, because most of the stuff we do is together. And so they don't have a huge distinction other than that our kindergartners still do have a short day. So they do leave early. So after we do centers, we'll do some sort of academic work in the classroom. We just wrapped up a research project about dinosaurs.
Would you like to say more about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So we spent some time studying dinosaurs. The kindergartners, with their shortened day, spent more time kind of classifying and sorting dinosaurs based on their characteristics. Is it a land or a sea or an air kind of dinosaur, and what makes it fit into that category? And then they each picked one where they could write about its name, what it ate, where it lived, land, air, or sea, and then something about it that made it special. And then our first graders, because they have a longer day and we have more time with them, we were able to give them the opportunity to look through materials, find things that were interesting to them, rewrite it in their own words, put it on a poster, all of that sort of thing. So they got pretty in-depth into a dinosaur of their choice. And then, of course, we spent a lot of time at centers redesigning our classroom to look like the age of the dinosaurs. And so we created big trees and there were vines everywhere. It was a huge mess, but the kids loved it. And then we invited the families in and the kids presented to their families. They'd spent a couple weeks in class presenting to each other and reading each other's posters, asking questions. And so then they were able to share it with their families. And it was a huge hit. And the kids were not quite ready to give up dinosaurs and move on to pumpkins. And so there's a little overlap as far as pumpkins and dinosaurs, but you just make it work.
That's terrific. So centers and then academic work. And then what's next? Lunch?
Lunch. We do lunch in the classrooms. We do it just family style. So they're all sitting around together. We are in a new building, which is huge for us this year.
Yeah, you're in JDHS now.
Yeah, it's been a lovely move. And we're so thankful to everybody who made the move possible, who worked with us for that, and who made space for us, because we're clean and dry and safe now, which was kind of something we were taking, you know, that a lot of people take for granted. But
wow, I hate to hear what the conditions were like before.
Yeah, it was workable, but it was interesting. So then we are sharing the space, the playground space, with Harborview. And so so we will walk over there for recess time. And we actually get to share the playground at that time with Montessori. And so we're making some really great connections there. And then when the kids come back from there, it's just about time for kindergartners to go. And then we get an extended block of just first grade in the afternoon for generally some sort of literacy center type activities.
Excellent. And then you have a couple of clubs that you wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We have a little bit of time, but tell us what you can.
A chess club. We do a homework club. We had cross country.
These are all first graders and kindergartners?
Not quite. Therefore, the rest, we're a K-8 school.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
So homework club is open to anyone. My K-1s don't have homework, but they can attend and do work if they'd like to. But cross country just wrapped up, and they rocked it in their finals. So that was really cool to see.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
All right. And can students still join any of these clubs that are going on?
Yeah, any of the kids can join at any time. Chess club is kind of a drop-in thing. Same with homework club. And then we're pretty lucky in that if a teacher wants to start up another club, we can just go to our board and request that we do that. And they will give us the go-ahead and get going on whatever we like.
Great. Just one last question for you. And that is, what do you like about the charter school system? Why do you teach there? What would you, why would you encourage parents to send their kids there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are an optional school, so people can sign up if they would like to join instead of going to their neighborhood school. And we are constructivists, so we are hands-on, we're experiential learning, we're place-based, all of those sorts of things where the kids are really the ones who are in charge of their learning. The teachers are listening and learning alongside the students and from the students, and I think that makes a huge difference in the students' perspective of what their school day is like, and to see their teachers as learners is really important too.
Charter schools, they've been around for a while, but I'd say like the first generation of charter school graduates, people who went to charter school when they were little, are now becoming adults, and I wonder what the trend will be in the future.
Yeah, we're hoping, we're always hoping for more, and we really, we strive to create students who are tied to their communities, who feel strongly about issues and are willing to speak up about them, and just really great citizens.
Lindsay Baranovic, thanks so much today for coming in today to talk about the Community Charter School and Juneau School District in general, and we appreciate these Tuesday afternoon updates.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
See you next time.